Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said, I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
What a time to be alive. Got to thank Joe Ostrowski. I got to be honest. Whenever I get asked to fill in for this show, it's my absolute favorite. Like, I love Alyssa Bergamini. I love doing the Bulls games because basketball is my absolute favorite. I love filling in. Probably that would be number three. Number two would be filling in the morning show with David Hall. Love doing mornings with David Hall. But above all of those is this small little tiny hour I get on Saturday mornings to talk about nothing but gambling. Are you kidding me? This is like a dream come true. So shout out Joe Ostrowski. I hope you're feeling better, bro. But I got to be honest, selfishly, I'm happy to be here. It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I will say this. I can confidently say I hit above 60% of my bets. When you bet them on a single bets, don't listen to me when I start talking parlays. Just don't. It's a dark, slippery road. I'm filthy. I love being there though. So don't listen to that. But straight bets, if I tell you a parlay and I tell you four of them, three, if I tell you 10 of them, I should say, six are hitting for sure. Just want to put that out there. So what you should be paying attention to. I'm going to be here for the next hour talking about some gambling. We have an awesome guest on later today, 8:20, Kate Constable from the BetQL Network. She's going to be hanging out a little bit later. We're going to be talking NBA basketball. We're going to get into some games that are going to be happening today. Some baseball. We'll get into that. I'm going to talk a little bit of Masters. Not really my jam, but I love the Masters because the odds are so big because you're days out from the victor, from finding out who's going to win. So like even the favorite is still plus money. So to me, when you're looking at the Masters, I love betting on things like that. I throw a $20 bill on there, you know, just so that way I can kind of figure out who's going to win. But speaking of winning, I cannot start the show without adding some validity to my name. And that comes in the form of my $1,000 victory yesterday. Listen, how about this? Follow me on Twitter right now. Chicago_Gabe. Pull out your phones. I know it's early. You're probably just driving around. Follow me on Twitter and I'll follow you back so that way we can be degenerates together. But if you follow me, you'll see my very first tweet that I put out earlier today is me winning $1,000 yesterday on NBA basketball. Thank you. I need more. That's why I love this damn show. I get to talk about this money and I get to talk about how we win it. So yesterday, so you're saying, okay, you won $1,000, Gabe, but did you bet $1,000? Of course not. I don't have that much money. I bet $25. Caesar, I turned $25 into a stack yesterday. It was almost like the gambling gods knew I was coming on Early Odds for Joe Ostrowski and that I needed some sort of validity because I've been running such a cooler, right? So yesterday I say, screw it. I put together this parlay and it's like, look how happy I am. I sound happy because it looks beautiful when you look at it. So I had some ones that probably people weren't necessarily thinking of. I had the Washington Wizards beating the Miami Heat. The reason why you think that, though, see, this is why. If all the favorites won all the time, we'd all be rich. So that's one thing that I do. Whether I'm working on BetQL or whether I'm working here on 670 Score, when I do get an opportunity to talk sports, I like to talk, or sports gambling, I like to talk theory also. Because it's one thing to be like, hey, this is a team that's going to win, and this is why I think why. Well, yeah, people do that all the time. And if that were the case, you'd be a millionaire because favorites win all the time. That's not true. So you got to kind of find the ones that where the ball will bounce the other way. And in this particular instance, at the end of the NBA season, all you got to do is go look at the injury report. Who's playing? Who's not playing? And yesterday, for the Miami Heat, they were depleted. No Jimmy Buckets, no Bam Adebayo, no Kyle Lowry, no Tyler Hero. So it's like, who's going to score points for them? Whereas the Washington Wizards, granted, they're without their stars also. No Kyle Kuzma, no Kristaps Porzingis, no Bradley Beal. But they've been without those stars for a week or two. So they've already got a rhythm and how to play. See? So you got to be looking at those things. So that was my first one. I had the Washington Wizards beating the Heat yesterday. That was at plus 160. I had the over on the Heat versus the Wizards. And the logic there for me was the assumption, if it were a regular game where both teams were playing max potential, yeah, you could see where it'd be under 216 because the Miami Heat play really good defense. But that's when Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and the rest are there. So you would think in a game like that, it's going to be similar to that of an All-Star game. It's going to be high scoring. And it was. Hit the over, 216. Continuing on with my parlay that won I bet $25 on it, won me a grand yesterday. I had the Detroit Pistons beating the Indiana Pacers. Now, I know you're saying, Gabe, oh, dude, you're a madman picking the Pistons to win. Well, again, they've been playing without their stars for a while, so they have a rhythm. They've been hitting the over in a lot of their games. And the Pacers, without Tyrese Haliburton, without a lot of their stars. So I said, you know what? Detroit, probably going to be like, we can win this game. James Wiseman, you know, you got, you know, Jalen Duren, you got, like, guys that are really good. So I picked that one correctly. I bet a ton of money, too much money, on the Houston Rockets beating the Charlotte Hornets yesterday. Because the Charlotte Hornets are depleted. The Bulls blew them out. Then the Toronto Raptors blew them out two games in a row. And the Houston Rockets, you know, they're just a young, hungry team. They beat the Bulls before, too. So I thought, this is a surefire victory. They were minus 180. I put 180 on the game just so I could win an extra 100. So I did that. But they were part of my parlay as well. Then I picked the New Orleans Pelicans to beat the Knicks. Again, the Pelicans, they're in that play-in situation. So it do them well to win a game and get in good rhythm. And the Knicks were sitting out a bunch of their guys. Jalen Brunson wasn't playing. Julius Randle wasn't playing. So I said, oh, that seems like an easy one. And then the last one was the Memphis Grizzlies over the Milwaukee Bucks. Memphis Grizzlies were playing with their whole team. Ja Morant was playing. Dylan Brooks. Desmond Bane. They were all playing. Milwaukee, on the other hand, not so much. No Giannis. No Chris Middleton. So it seemed like a no-brainer. But scare money don't make money, and I probably should have been more. Could have been more, but I didn't. The odds were plus 4144. Put $25 on it. Bada bing, bada boom. First thing my wife says when I wake up in the morning and I tell her I won $1,000, she's like, how much do I get? That's what happens when you have wives that know exactly how and how closely you pay attention to this thing. But big win yesterday. I did a same-game parlay on the Bulls because if you were watching yesterday and you were gambling, you saw the line change dramatically. The Bulls were 9-point underdogs when the line came out. 9-point underdogs. Then all of a sudden, and the reason why was because there was no DeMar, no Zach, no Pat Bev, and Luka Doncic was supposed to be playing. And obviously the assumption there is that the Mavericks wanted to win that game and get into the play-in situation, but there was no Kyrie, there was no Christian Wood, there was a bunch of guys that were hurt. So as the game approached, I was on the air last night here on 670 The Score leading into the Bulls game. So I saw Alyssa Bergamini, and if you listen to any of the games, she's the one that gives you the player props and props on the game before it starts from BetMGM. And by the time the game started, the Bulls were only 2-point underdogs. That's how much the line moved. So I put together a same game parlay and it almost hit. Almost. I had the Bulls scoring over 99 points. That was easy. It was like minus 200. That one hit. Bulls obviously won 115, 112 yesterday. Then I had, this was the sick, disgusting part. Again, I like long odds. I had Dallas leading in the first half and the Bulls winning the game, though. That paid plus 510. I put that into the same game parlay. And that happened. Of course, Bulls starting off slow lately. So I thought that would be the case. And then they turned it on as of late. And here's how I lost, which I'm not complaining because I won that grand and a couple of other bets yesterday. But here's how I lost my same game parlay. It was with the third bet for the Chicago Bulls. So I had them over 99 points. They scored 115. I had them losing the first half, winning the game. They did that. The third one, I had the Bulls winning by 5. So I had them by minus 4.5. That paid like plus two something. Well, the Bulls ended up winning by three yesterday. And I don't know if you saw the end of the game. They made this late game push where they were losing, but then they ended up taking the lead. And then in the very final seconds, Bulls were up by three. Dallas misses a shot. Derrick Jones Jr. gets the rebound, and he gets fouled. And I'm watching the game. I'm like, Bulls are up three. He hits these two free throws. I'm hitting my same game parlay. Now, mind you, it was a $15 bet that paid $180. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, this money in the bank. I can't believe it's the best gambling day I've had in damn 2023. Not only did he miss one free throw, he missed both free throws. How sickening is that? You're watching the game. You made this beautiful parlay. You got two out of three. Derrick Jones Jr. just needs, he's a professional NBA player. You're shooting the ball from 12 feet. You should be able to put it in the hoop with no defense around you. Especially Derrick Jones Jr. He smacks threes. But of course, yesterday, in his only two free throw attempts, he misses both of them. But again, it's hard to complain about things like that when you already won the big one. And you just get happy about that, especially because you know you're coming on early odds to fill in for Joe Ostrowski. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. Had to start off with some credibility, you know? How I won last night. Does Joe O come on here talking about how he won $1,000 yesterday? Probably how he won like $5,000. I know how Joe rolls. I am the casual gambler. He is a real gambler. He does this for a living, literally. Make sure you catch his show Monday through Friday on BetQL. So I mentioned earlier about the Masters and how I genuinely, I don't watch it. I'm not a golf guy, but I do like the long odds, and that's something that we can be paying attention to. And don't forget, coverage of the Masters on The Score is presented by the BMW Championship hosted at Olympia Fields Country Club this August. Damn. Here in Chicagoland area, that's pretty cool, man. I know some people that would go to that thing and they would stan Tiger Woods when he was there. So the fact that they're going to be there, that's pretty awesome, man. So again, the BMW Championship hosted at Olympia Fields Country Club this August. Make sure you guys are checking that out, all right? So as I mentioned, the Masters, you know, long odds, man. And so even if you don't watch and you, that's not your jam, you feel like, hey, man, it might be, you know, something that I'm not particularly into. If you're going ahead and laying some money on it just because you've heard a name or two, like, listen, I can't say it enough. The reason why I like golf, especially on a day like Saturday, you know, you could wait till tomorrow and maybe the favorite will be at like minus one something. It won't be long odds, but still good odds nonetheless for a guy that's a favorite. So, for example, right now, John Rahm, he's the favorite. He's plus 125. When else do you get a favorite that is plus money in a certain situation, right? So that's what I'm talking about when looking at the Masters. Now, granted, you might be saying, Gabe, oh, it's, you know, Brooks Koepka. It's a two-man race. It's not just John Rahm. Fine. Brooks Koepka, plus 165 right now. And if you're listening to anybody or reading any article, they're saying how well Brooks Koepka is playing right now. So even though he's down, he's playing well. So if you're on the favorite at plus 165, I mean, that sounds awesome. Go look at any game in Major League Baseball or NBA today and see what the favorite is paying. It's not plus money. So that's what I like to do. And so you're looking at those two. I like to point that stuff out. And then, you know, when you're looking at, you know, those that are further away, Cameron Young, Jordan Spieth, they're plus 1,200, plus 1,800, probably not going to win. But what I also love on the BetMGM app, for the Masters, they give you top five finishers, top 10 finishers. So let's say Jordan Spieth right now, he's fifth. To get him to finish top 10, you have a five-position window. It's minus 150. Are you kidding me? Like, this is why I don't even watch the Masters, but this is why I gamble. I'm just like, just sheer mathematics. You're like, yeah, that sounds great. Cameron Young, he's third right now. To finish top 10, minus 225. If you were, let's just say if you were a crazy gambler and you saw him in third and you're like, there's no way he's going to drop seven spots out of the top 10. And you just laid the 2,200, you get a free grand. Now, I'm not telling you to do that. Don't come tweeting me. I know I told you to follow me so I can follow you back. But I'm just saying, again, I love gambling theory just as much as I love gambling itself. Because the one thing I love more than anything is getting over on the man. And the man in this situation is an algorithm that is not human. And so if you can put the human element into it and say, okay, fine, I might not know who's going to win, but I might. But Colin Morikawa is minus 200 to finish top 10, and he's fourth right now. Hello? But now that's when you go do your research. How did he play last year? You know, how did he shoot? What's the average? Take the average of his rounds. Try to find that thing out. You know, has he ever had a round where he's bogeyed a ton and he's fallen out of a top 10 after day two? That's when you do the small research after that. Then it seems like a layup. All right, before we go to break, that was just my theory on the Masters. Now, I will tell you, and I'll bring this up again later on the show, but I will tell you what parlay I made right before we started the show. And I remember, I gave you the caveat. Don't parlay with me. Take these individual bets and make them as you may. Cesar Perez, producer extraordinaire today. He's not going to like my first one. I got the Rangers beating the Cubs. Plus 105. Smiley's on the bump. Pitched well. But, I don't know, the Rangers, they're going to be feeling good. It's sunny outside. You know, they laid an egg yesterday.
Cubs only scored two runs yesterday.
Cubs only scored two. I know. So, you know, again, so that's why I was looking at the game, and I'm like, ah, plus money, I can live with that. So the Rangers, I got them at plus 105. Martin Perez is on the bump. He's 1-0, pitched really well, had 8 strikeouts his first outing. So, you know, you might be able to duplicate that in some good weather. And they're going to want to bounce back. Again, it's so hard to sweep a team in baseball, right? It's so hard to sweep a team. So if the Cubs win a game, then one of these two they're going to lose. And the assumption right here for me in the present is that this will be the one that they do. My second game, I got the Giants beating the Royals. They're at home. The Giants are. Maybe I'm feeling that way because I'm a Sox fan and I saw them crush the Chicago White Sox. And I'm like, oh, the Royals, they're going to crush them. They're minus 135. Speaking of the White Sox, same theory as the Rangers. I have them bouncing back versus the Pirates. I know. Trust me. That one made your stomach rumble a little bit, but I'm a homer. What do you expect? And then the last one, this is for all my soccer fans out there. Newcastle beating Brentford. Newcastle is my favorite team in the Premier League, and they're plus 100 right now. So anytime you can get a team that's in the top five in the Premier League at plus money after they just beat Manchester United, then you want to do that. Now, mind you, I said I hit at 60% rate, so one of these is more than likely going to lose. It's probably the White Sox, to be honest. But if you pick them individually, hey, man, Newcastle, that's where you can make some money today if you want to bet on Premier League. The Rangers, if you agree with the logic there, you can do it. The Giants playing the Royals. You know, again, you could pick from there. But that's my nice little four-game parlay for you as we start this thing off. We'll keep an eye on it. Again, we're going to go to break, but follow me. Chicago_Gabe on Twitter. I'll follow you back. That way I'll post that up on my Twitter so we can follow that together all day today, all right? Coming up next, from the BetQL Network, Kate Constable. She just finished a college basketball roundup on the BetQL You in the Action show here in Chicago. And now she will be joining me to talk about the last two games a lot of teams are playing in the NBA. Where can we find some money? Where can we make a little bit more? We'll talk to Kate Constable after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez, Early Odds, filling in for Joe Ostrowski right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez, Early Odds, right here on 670 The Score, filling in for Joe Ostrowski, the GOAT. Living good, man. Got a lot of follows during the commercial break. People love it when you turn $25 into $1,000. Doesn't happen often, but you got to celebrate your victories, bro. You can't just be depressed all the time talking about your losses. So, again, you follow me right now. I just put out that slip that won me a grand, and I put out another parlay for today. Chicago_Gabe. Hit me up on Twitter, all right? Now we get to talk to somebody who knows much more than I do when it comes to gambling. I just throw darts at a wall. She actually does research. She's joining us right now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino, Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. She is the host of BetQLU in the Action, live from Chicago, and a good friend of mine. Welcome Kate Constable to the show. Kate, how are you?
Gabe, your parlays are finally paying off.
Finally.
I'm so happy to see that.
They you know, people say don't do parlays, but they hit eventually.
Yeah, you throw enough darts at a wall, one's bound to stick.
You know, you just need to replenish the pot. That's all it is. You know, it's all about having
exactly.
fun, you know? And come on, Kate. $25 into $1,000, that's pretty awesome.
Hey, I would take that any day. I'm jealous.
Any day of the week. Did you get into any NBA action yesterday? Because it seemed like there were some lines that were mispriced.
You know, I've been very selective in these last couple games of the season, but I did bet the Bulls money line once I saw that Luka was only playing a quarter, because once that came out, it was kind of like, okay, I thought the Mavs were going to try and lose this one once Kyrie and Wood were announced out, but as soon as Luka's only playing a quarter, like, they didn't want that game at all. So I got Bulls plus 200 on the money line yesterday, which was a nice little win.
It's so funny because yesterday you just saw the line going down, down.
Yeah.
Because it started at plus 295, and I saw it, and I was like, is Coby White and Pat Will, are they going to have some sort of incredible game to take them over the top? But then you weren't sure about Luka Doncic. Then once you heard he was only going to be playing the first quarter, and you knew that was because there was fans that probably drove hundreds of miles to watch the Dallas Mavericks play, and they wanted to give those fans the opportunity to see Luka. That's the only, I can't think of any other reason why you would only play him for a quarter, especially being a game out of the playoffs. But yeah, by the time the game started, the Bulls were plus 115, so you got a steal right there.
Yeah, it was. I heard it was Slovenia night in Dallas last night. So, like, you got to play the guy for all those fans that came out to see him, at least for a quarter.
That is great. I did not know that. That's awesome insight. Yeah, I was looking at, again, some of the games yesterday. What is your approach? I mean, obviously, it gets tricky this time of year. Whether you're talking about hockey, and I don't want to live there, but I'm just saying, making the same point, hockey or basketball, once you've gotten to the end of the season, there are two assumptions. One, teams are going to be playing their best in order to, you know, finalize their ranking in the playoffs, or they're going to be resting guys, and you probably are getting a mispriced game. Which of those two do you try to lean on? I mean, obviously, you're looking at the Bulls, that one in particular, you saw that, you know, there were some guys sitting out. But are you looking for the teams that are holding true to who they really are, or are you looking for the guys that are sitting out to find that mispriced game?
A little bit of both. So in terms of the teams that actually want to win, like, yes, I'm going to bet on those. I mean, the Clippers play the Blazers tonight. Clippers are 17-point favorites. That's a ton to lay. But the Clippers need to win that game. And same with the Warriors against the Blazers on Sunday. Like, I'm going to take the Warriors in that one, because if they win that game, that locks them at least a 6 seed and keeps them out of the play-in. So games like that, definitely looking towards the favorites and who actually wants to win the game. But, like, yesterday, I mean, I bet the over, and it barely, it didn't hit, but lost by, like, a point in the Pistons and Pacers, because neither of those teams have anything to play for. So they're playing a bunch of young players who don't get a ton of minutes. And what do those young players want to do? Well, they want to show off their offense. They're not exactly going to be locking down on the defensive end in a meaningless game. They want to show that they can, you know, do some highlight dunks, hit a bunch of threes, things like that. So in games where nothing matters and the stars are sitting, it sounds funny to say I'm expecting a ton of points from the bench, but those are the games that I'm looking to play overs on, because it's just going to be all offense.
You're absolutely right, Kay. We're talking to Kay Constable here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez, filling in for Joe Ostrowski. I bet the over on Washington-Miami yesterday, because for the exact same reason that you're saying. I said, this is going to be like a bootleg all-star game where people are just focused on scoring. Nobody's going to be playing a ton of defense. But I can't believe that the over-under for Detroit, Indiana was 137. Like that, even that's super
high.
But to your point, the assumption there, especially Indiana and Detroit, Detroit's not playing no defense. And Indiana, without some of their stars, the assumption there is they're going to score a ton. But, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And you could take that logic into tonight's game and tomorrow's games. So the two that I picked yesterday that really, you know, boosted my parlay up was, I had Detroit beating Indiana. Just because, and for me, it was about continuity, where the Pistons have been playing with that depleted lineup for weeks now. And the Pacers just, you know, they just pulled some of their guys out of the lineup. So I thought there was more continuity there for the Pistons. And then the same thing for the Miami Heat yesterday. I picked the Wizards to beat the Heat at home, because the assumption there for me was Miami is just now pulling their players from that game. So those guys aren't used to playing together, whereas the Wizards, they've been playing without Kyle Kuzma, Brad Beasley, Bradley Beal, excuse me, and Kristaps Porzingis. They've been playing without them for a while, so I thought that they would, and it worked out. It doesn't happen often, Kate, but it does happen. Now, the game I'm looking at today, Denver Nuggets versus the Utah Jazz. Denver's favored by 6.5 in this one, but it's tough, right? Because Utah is playing their guys. You know, they are capable of putting up a ton of points. Denver has, I believe, they have the number one seed locked in. So they're on the road, Denver. What direction are you leaning with that one?
Well, after seeing Denver's bench take the Suns in a close one the other night and, I mean, almost win that game. That was probably one of the best games that that Suns bench, or Nuggets bench, rather, has had all season. So you're talking laying seven against the Jazz. I mean, the side is just so hard. So, again, I'm going to go to the total in this one. I don't think it's even that high. 225.5 is not that high for these two teams. And I know the Jazz are sitting Clarkson, Sexton, THT. I mean, Lauri Markkanen is out. But that's where I would lean here. If you want to take a side, I would have no problem taking the Nuggets in this one. I know the Jazz don't really have much to play for, but still are. They're a team that plays hard regardless. I just think the Nuggets, their secondary unit, they're trying to get some rotations down with, you know, who comes in the postseason, kind of in that 6, 7, 8 spot for them. And so I think you see some guys play a little harder on their side. So laying the points with the Nuggets would kind of be my advice there.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I mean, I'm so glad you pointed it out that the Jazz are just sitting everybody. No Lauri Markkanen, no Colin Sexton, yeah. No Taylor Horton Tucker. And then when you look at Denver, when you go to the injury report, everyone there is just a game time decision. So it might be a situation where they play, you know, the first quarter, they play, you know, they get out to a big lead early and then they let the second unit kind of do their thing. And that's something else too, because Kate, we saw the Bulls lose to the Atlanta Hawks without Trae Young and DeAndre Hunter. We saw the Bulls lose to Milwaukee without Giannis. And some of these top teams, their second unit could be starters on other teams around the league. So as you mentioned, this is their opportunity to showcase themselves. So, okay, I know you said you lay the points and you take the over, but of the two, which one do you like better?
I like the over better.
Yeah.
Just because there's no defense right now. Like, no one's trying hard on the defensive end, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. I mean, these are meaningless games. I don't see a world in which we get good defensive performances. Plus, the Nuggets play a little bit faster without Jokic in there.
Oh, that's
so you get a pace that picks up just a little bit as well. Just in terms of the overall game speed.
Yeah, I try to envision a score. And so for that one, I could see Denver putting up like .120 and then Utah getting in like the 106, 107 range where it like just barely gets over it. That'll be the case. Well, that game kicks off at 2:30. So lay your bets if you'd like. Again, Kate Constable from BetQLU in the action hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez, filling in for Joe Ostrowski. You touched on the game earlier, the Clippers versus the Trailblazers. 16.5, though. I mean, I know they have to win, but Portland sucks. Like, the people that they're putting on the floor, I mean, they got Ryan Arcidiacono, former Chicago Bull, out there in the starting lineup. So that one's tough. So 16.5, is that another one you're looking at the over-under, or you're looking at those points?
No, with Blazer games, I would look at unders because they can't score. So they're putting up 80 points a game. You're not getting any overs. Even if the Clippers were to put up, you know, 110, 120, that's still not getting you over whatever the total is at for that game. I don't know off the top of my head, but Blazers games I look under because the Blazers cannot score. You said, I mean, their unit they're putting out there is basically a G League team, and they have not been scoring at all lately. So unders for Blazers game both today and tomorrow, or you could look towards like a Clippers team total or tomorrow a Warriors team total and just kind of target the team that's actually trying and needs to win the game. Maybe you don't want to lay 16.5 with the Clippers, but targeting their team total or some props on their side would probably be my best advice for that game.
That's a big one. I mean, if you're looking at Portland's injury report, they literally have an NBA roster on the injury report. 12 players are either out for the season or a game time decision. That's crazy. That's like unheard of.
It's so stupid.
But no Paul George tonight for the Los Angeles Clippers. So, yeah, I could see the under for sure because the Clippers do play good defense. So I could see the under for sure. If you're looking for a prop, how about this one? Russell Westbrook to get a triple-double.
I mean, hey, he was Mr. Triple-Double for a good stretch of time in the NBA. Why not?
Right? And if he's going to be playing against a team that probably doesn't have much to play for him, the Portland Trailblazers, you know Kawhi's not going to play a ton of minutes if they're winning. You know, if the line holds true and they are winning by 15, 16 points, Kawhi's not going to play in the fourth quarter. So, you know, Russ is going to be out there. And, you know, you could see him probably distributing the ball. The problem with Russ triple-double props is that a triple-double is so hard to get. But when it's bet on Russell Westbrook, the odds are still like, you know, +290 or like plus, which is not worth it when it comes to a triple-double. But it'll be a good one. I do like the under in that one. All right, last game tonight is going to be, or this afternoon, I should say, T-Wolves taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Timberwolves favored by 13.5 in this one. Now, the Spurs throughout the season, you know, there were moments where they were putting up a ton of points. Obviously, they shut down a lot of their players. And you saw a game, I think it was like 2 days ago against the Pistons, where they put up a ton of points. Where are you leaning in that one?
This one, the Timberwolves, oddly enough, have kind of struggled against the Spurs this year. They've lost two of the three. But I would take the points, or lay the points, rather, with the Timberwolves here tonight, just because they need to win this game in order to tomorrow have a chance to beat the Pelicans. Because if they win out, if the Timberwolves win out, they have a chance to jump the Pels in the standings and possibly get out of the 9-10 seed right now. Okay. And move up to that 7-8 spot. Because if they beat the Pelicans, they would jump on with the tiebreaker, because that series is at 1-1 right now. So this game, I think the Timberwolves take it seriously, just knowing that they can't mess around, and they've already been beat by the Spurs twice when they've kind of messed around. So this is a game time, big game time, you know, moment for the Timberwolves. And so I think they take it seriously. I would have no problem with them winning by 15, 17, 20, something like that tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy. Kate, when you look at, like, I'm looking at the over-under situation, do you... How much weight do you put on, like, the last five games? You know, because the casual gambler, that's what they do, right? They're opening up the some sports app with Yahoo Sports, ESPN, whatever it is. And then they're looking at the recent games and looking at the totals there and seeing how teams have been playing. Is that something that you look at to make your decision? Or are you, like, what are you looking at specifically? Are you looking at trends? Is it the last five games? Like, when you're looking at over-under, what things are you looking at specifically to make that bet?
Yeah, I mean, I do look and weigh heavily into their last five. I typically go back 10 games, but you also have to be careful in knowing, you know, late in the season, who are they playing and are those teams trying and what's their lineup looking like. But for over-unders, I also look at offensive rebounding and free throws, number of free throws taken, because those are areas where you're getting either second chance opportunities or some free points at the line, things like that. So that's what I take into account heavily in the regular season in terms of over-unders. Also pace. Timberwolves play at a pretty fast pace, and the Spurs are the fastest in the league over their last 10 games right now. So they're going to want to get up and down the floor. I also look at, you know, teams' points in transition, points off turnovers, things like that, and then how the opponent defends in those categories. Because if a team is great at points off of turnovers and fast break points, and the other team is terrible at defending in transition, you're likely going to get quite a few points off of those turnovers for, you know, the team that excels in that category.
Yeah, some easy buckets, and that's what you're really looking for. The over-under in this T-Wolves-Spurs game is sitting at 232. And it just, for me, it always sucks because you look at, like, for me, I do look at the last five games just because I like to do a quick little snapshot. And you're looking at the Spurs' last five games, and four out of the five have gone over 230, the total points. Yeah. And then you're saying to yourself, okay, well, where does Minnesota fit into that equation? Are they the equivalent of any of these teams that they've played in the last five games? And can they duplicate that? And the answer to me is yes, because you're looking at a Portland squad that San Antonio played. They put up over 250. Sacramento, they put up over 250. Golden State, over 250. And then Utah, over close to 250. So you're thinking Minnesota kind of fits in that little window. And the only team that San Antonio hit the under on was against the Phoenix Suns, but there was no Kevin Durant there. There was no, you know, the team wasn't playing at full strength. So the problem is on the other side, you see the T-Wolves, you know, their last game a couple of days ago against the Brooklyn Nets, that one only hit 209. The game before that against Portland, 212. And then the game before that against the Lakers, they were at 234. So just barely over that. And then, again, another Phoenix game where they hit a dud at 207. So I do think that Minnesota has the capability of putting up some big numbers, especially against a team that likes to run and gun like the Spurs, like you said, pace of play and such. So I am reluctantly leaning towards the over in that one, but that's where I think this one will end up, because Minnesota doesn't play, you know, a ton of great defense either.
No, they really don't. And they want to outscore you. That's how they want to win, basically. And typically, you know, when you have contrasting styles like this with Minnesota going under their last couple and the Spurs going over, I would try and look at which team I think is going to dictate the pace. But I think Minnesota's just fine running fast with the Spurs, like if that's how San Antonio wants to play this game. So they can kind of conform to that style and be okay with it. Where if you look at a team like the Miami Heat, who love to play slow, if they were playing the Spurs, I would say Miami will 1,000% dictate that pace, and so look for more so for an under in that one, because they don't like playing fast. Where Minnesota's just fine playing up and down quickly.
That's a great point. Kate, before I let you go, I do want to talk about tomorrow's slate and a couple of games there, specifically the Bulls game. The Bulls taking on the Pistons tomorrow, 12 o'clock. That game's going to be here on 670 The Score. Pre-game, 11:45. Do you think that the Bulls are going to sit out their stars again? Like, don't you think, or do you think that they're going to want to get them a little bit of work in, because the play-in game is going to be Wednesday? So if you didn't play them all weekend, that's a long time to not have some of your starters, you know, in-game action.
That is a long time, and that's kind of like the fine line that Billy Donovan has to figure out is, like, do I want to risk any injuries with my stars, or do I want to rest them and then risk them being a little rusty come Wednesday? So I would guess that Vooch sits out this game because he played yesterday.
Good one.
And maybe DeRozan and LaVine play a quarter, kind of, you know, pull a Luka move and maybe play a little bit in the first half just to get some action. But I don't think we see them full game or their best effort by any means. I think this is one where the Bulls just kind of tread lightly, try and get the win, obviously, with their bench players and some of those reserves getting more minutes. But I don't think we see a full effort out of the Bulls stars.
That's a great point. I love that one. You're right. I don't think Vooch is going to play either. But I can't see maybe even a Zach only. You know, DeMar with his hip issue, they might let him sit out because he's, you know, walking bucket, so they don't matter there. But that'll be a good one. That might be one. None of the lines are out for tomorrow. That's the crazy thing. It's like everybody's like, well, we don't know who's playing, so we don't want to give you any lines for tomorrow. Okay, I know you mentioned the game that stood out when we started the show. I'd love for you to circle back on that so that way you could tell our listeners where they should be leaning tomorrow.
For Warriors Blazers?
Yep.
Yeah, I would take the Warriors. I mean, if they lose this one, they risk slipping into the play-in because both the Lakers and the Clippers have the tiebreaker over the Warriors. So the Lakers went out, they could jump them in the standings. So this is important just for the Warriors to avoid the play-in. Also, you know, put up a big number, go into the playoffs with a little momentum. The Warriors have been terrible on the road, so maybe try and get a road win in Portland tomorrow. I would just, again, the Blazers roster, who they're putting on the floor is just so bad. So Warriors either to cover, Warriors team total. Maybe you play a first half line for the Warriors, take them to cover in the first half, just knowing maybe down the stretch if they're up big, they sit Steph, Clay, Draymond, some of those players. But I think the Warriors still approach this one with some seriousness, knowing that this is important for them avoiding the play-in.
I think you're absolutely right. They're going to want to win, but damn, that was a gem right there. First half, Golden State Warriors, take the line, because that's when they're going to be playing
you know,
the hardest.
Dave, you know when you said you know, our BetQLU shows in the fall, when someone gets excited about a play, that's the one you want to jump on. I think this is the play I'm excited about. Yeah. I just came up with it. The Warriors first half.
I'm here for it. I think I grabbed my phone, just like you said. Hey, Kate, thanks for waking up early. I appreciate you a ton. Thanks for hanging out with me today, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Of course. Good luck on your show today. Kate Constable, host at BetQLU in the action. You can check it out today. It's going to be on from 3 to 5. You can download the Odyssey app, listen there, download the BetQL app, and then follow her on social media, Kate Constable. You want to talk about someone that does her research. She is not lazy when it comes to this gambling stuff. She takes a deep dive. So if you want to follow her props, she was well above 60%. For college basketball this year. So, again, you want to make some money, make sure you follow Kate Constable. All right, I'm Gabe Ramirez filling in for Joe Ostrowski on Early Odds here on 670 The Score. When we come back on the other side, we got some programming notes for you guys. There is a big guest today on Inside the Clubhouse. I'll tell you who that is after the break. I'll also give you information on how you can watch the Cubs and Bulls tomorrow right here on 670 The Score. We'll be back after the break. Good vibrations indeed. Gabe Ramirez filling in for Joe Ostrowski. And I'm trying to give you some good gambling tips today. Do not forget, coming up tomorrow, it is a Chicago sports doubleheader. Doesn't get better than this. These are the days we live for, especially at this time of the year when you know football's so far away. First, starting at 11:45 on News Radio 780 WBBM, you're going to be able to hear the Bulls game versus the Pistons from the United Center. As you heard Kate Constable say, you might not see a Vooch, but you'll probably see a Zach, and less likely that you'll see a DeMar, but you'll be able to listen to it here on BBM AM 780. Make sure you guys check that out. And then right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, the Cubs take on the Rangers from Wrigley Field, the series finale. Two games of great action right here in Chicago. Of course, because we're Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we want to make sure that you're getting your fix. So if you're looking for that Bulls game, again, 11:45 BBM AM. And then the Cubs pregame starts at 2:30 right here on 670 The Score. All right. I got a couple minutes left before I get out of here. And so I just want to go back and rehash my parlay that I did. I know parlays, hiss, but I don't care. I love them. If you follow me on Twitter, I just smacked $1,000, baby. Whenever you could turn 25 bucks into a grand, it's a good day. So it's going to be a great weekend. So my parlay for today, I know to the eye roll of Cesar Perez, my producer today, I have the Texas Rangers beating the Cubs. I have, look at that deep swallow right there. Talk about nonverbals. I got the Giants beating the Kansas City Royals. That's at minus 135. Got the White Sox bouncing back, beating the Pirates. They're at minus 130. And then this game is about to start in like 11 minutes. If you're a soccer fan, Newcastle United. I got them beating Brentford. I got them at plus 100. You want to make sure and go ahead and check that one out. Soccer, I got to be honest. You know, like most people in the States, soccer wasn't necessarily my thing. But during the pandemic, it was the only live sports that was out there. So I started to get into it a ton. And I tell the story about relegation and how, like, just imagine if, like, say the Charlotte Hornets in the NBA, they're the one of the worst teams in the league. And if they had the relegation thing going, they would then go to the G League. And then the top team in the G League, whoever won the championship there, they would then move up to the NBA. That's how soccer works. And to me, that's a fascinating concept, like where you can be in the top league in the country. But if you suck, you go down. Like, that's the best thing ever. So there's a handful of Premier League games going on today. I'm trying to work on a parlay right now for that as well. I have a four-game parlay right now for Premier League if you love soccer. Or if you're just a sick gambler and you want to bet on something that you're not necessarily familiar with, just throw a couple dollars if you want. I got Newcastle beating Brentford. I have West Ham, who has found their way out of the relegation zone. They're going up against Fulham today. Fulham's going to be at home. Fulham was in the championship. That's their minor leagues last year. But, you know, they've been playing well. So I got West Ham winning that one at plus 155. Tottenham, really good defensive team. They're taking on Brighton today. They're at home. So I have them winning at plus 175. And then Aston Villa, they're at home versus Nottingham Forest. Again, another team that gives up a bunch of goals, but they're at minus 170 to win that game. So all four of those games put together, though, is plus 2114. Now, the sucky thing about soccer gambling is that it's not just this team wins or this team wins. You got to factor in the draw, which is obviously a likely outcome. But, you know, that one pays well. But who's betting the draw? Not many people. So make sure you guys go ahead and look at those games. I'll say them again. Aston Villa beating Nottingham Forest. Tottenham taking down Brighton. I got West Ham over Fulham. And then the one that I really like is Newcastle over Brentford. It's paying, now it's at minus 105. It was plus 100 earlier in the show when I ended up talking. So make sure you get those bets in. Again, when you're looking at the Cubs and the Sox, I don't know. I'm a homer. What do you want me to say? You want me to watch these games and not bet on the teams that I like? So I got the Sox bouncing back, even though a texter says that Pittsburgh is hot right now. But how long can they stay hot for? You got Mike Clevinger on the bump for the White Sox. He pitched well, regardless of what we think about him as an individual. He did pitch well the last time out against the Houston Astros. And then who is he going up against? Former White Sox Vince Velasquez. Now, we know what Vince can do. He's good for a spot start here and there. But we also know that he's capable of giving up a ton of runs. So, again, if you're looking at you know, where you should kind of lay your money, White Sox minus 130 versus the Pittsburgh Pirates today. You can say what you want about their hot start, but the hot start doesn't include a Vince Velasquez. All right, so you got to be smart there. And then Cubs-Rangers. The reason why I took the Rangers, they got Martin Perez on the bump. He had an incredible outing his first game of the season. So he's going to be on the bump. His first game was against Philly, 5 2/3, only gave up one earned run at 7 Ks. So I'm sure he's going to look to duplicate that. And then the Cubs, obviously, have Justin Steele on the bump. So, again, it's going to be a beautiful day in the city of Chicago. The assumption there is that runs are going to be scored. And Texas Rangers are going to want to bounce back and win that one. All right. I'm out of here. Do not forget, coming up inside the clubhouse, and they have a really cool guest, man. Hayden Wisniewski is going to be joining the fellas as they talk to him at 9:25. No reason to go anywhere. ton of baseball talk coming up in just a second. All right, I got to thank my guest, Kate Constable from BetQLU in the Action, for hanging out with me today. Phenomenal job. Some great stuff talking NBA. I got to thank Joe Ostrowski for giving me the chance to come hang out on Early Odds, man. I love doing this thing live and local for you guys right here on 670 The Score. Mi gente, my people, I'm up out of here, man. So hasta la próxima. Until next time, which will be Monday, I believe. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.